What time is it?
What time is it?
What time is it?
Do you know what time it is?
Prime time. It's prime time.
Personal privacy, this has been an important issue around the world, notably after the ex-CIA contractor Edward Snowden leaked information that a massive surveillance operation run by the NSA straddled this gray area in terms of national security and privacy protection. Well, here in South Korea, a bit of a different situation, but there is a similar concern recently after law enforcement officials announced they developed a new software that allows them full access to any individual's smartphone for the purpose of gathering digital evidence. Now, the police say if you're not a criminal, you don't have to worry about it. This is only going to be used for criminal suspects. But that's not assuaged a lot of people's fears, because some people feel that this kind of software, this kind of system can be abused at a later date by anybody who wants to get into your private matters. So we're going to talk about this issue. We'll also talk about a new bill that has come out that is also raising some concerns. Give us your thoughts. Text us at #1013 for 51, or send us a KakaoTalk message by adding TBS EFM as a plus friend. We have two great panelists joining us, perhaps going to offer some slightly different perspectives on the issue. Let me introduce them. First, from Konguk University Police Sciences Department, we have Professor Lee Eun-hyuk. Professor Lee, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me.
And also joining us from Korea University, Law Professor Park Young-shin. Professor Park, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you. Good evening.
Let's just talk about the idea of this software, and obviously in terms of the law, the right to privacy, even with digital property, I suppose, can that be, I suppose, superseded by an idea that, well, we need to find out if you're a criminal or not, or we're under a criminal investigation, and so those rights are going to be superseded by this police software?
Well, the rights will not be superseded. The rights will be restricted, but according to due process. And for due process, we need to have that search and seizure of a personal data supervised by a public official, mm-hmm. not interested in the progress of investigation, which turns out to be in most major countries, the judiciary, judges. Okay. And we call those approvals written by, issued by judiciary, warrants. So the key question is, whether a warrant doctrine, what we call warrant doctrine, is complied with. So right to privacy is not really nullified at any time,
okay.
but it is restricted when there is a probable cause to believe that someone has committed or is about to commit a crime, and then a certain device has the evidence of such crime.
Professor Lee, would any of the evidence gathered, we just talked about warrants, but if you gather this digital evidence through surveillance without the warrant that Professor Park mentioned, could that be used? Is it submissible in court?
Absolutely not. But I want to clarify the Korean National Police is intended to do. Actually, I have a chance to interview the police personnel who is in charge of this project.
Mm.
And he let me know that their scope of this program is not for dealing with the suspect. Rather, the police are thinking of providing service for the public. For example, if crime victim, like a fraud crime victim, has a chance to have some data or documents which the sender, which the offender have happened to send, and he or she have that document, but in order to prove that he or she was a victim of the fraud, he knew to provide any information. But if they have to do so about a week, he or she is not able to use a cell phone. So in order to provide some public service, some software is needed to relieve their inconvenience. So to make a long story short, this the program is not for dealing with the suspect, rather provide some services for the public who happen to be victims of the, a variety of crimes.
So it's expediting the digital procuring of evidence to streamline and help the victims get justice faster is the point.
Right.
So the media has been then, you feel, a little bit
distorted. Actually, no, he tried to add that one newspaper have misunderstood the Korean National Police policies. Therefore, this is totally based upon the victim's consent. Mm-hmm. So as you asked, if this has done dealing with suspect, you know, the police would not process this evidence at all. So that is the bottom line from the Korean National Police perspective.
Professor Park?
Yes, to make things clear, the software, what the software does is it makes it easier for police officer to extract data from a mobile phone. Before this software came out, only the regional police offices had the facilities to do that.
Mm-hmm.
This software, which can be installed on any PC, can be used anywhere, any neighborhood police stations. So now, if the police say it's used, it's provided only as a service who wants to extract the data from his or her own phone, I don't think there is any issue. I don't think we need to talk about it on Monday night. But I think the issue is a question of trust.
Mm.
Korea does more domestic wiretapping than the U.S. per capita.
Interesting.
Actually, 9 times more than the U.S. Per capita. And we have seen people's dissatisfaction with how broad surveillance was back in October and November 2014, and how many people responded by just migrating to Telegram from KakaoTalk, the domestic messaging app. So the police will have this tool available at any police station to extract all or any data of choice from people's mobile phones. That raises a concern. Now, if the police really use it only for the people who want the service of getting the data out, then, you know, there is no problem.
Then, Professor Lee, as you point out, and you talk directly to the people who are in charge of actually developing this program, and the media may be misunderstanding the true intent of it. If we assume then the intent of this is beneficial to the victims, but there are still concerns about the potential abuses of power later on. Are those valid concerns in your view?
Yes. I mean, this is a matter of the trust. I mean, every public policy is depend upon public compliance. So if public has a lack of trust toward the police, no policy can be effective. And especially regarding the smartphone, as you know, it has considerable amount of personal information. It actually contains personal information like call history, text messages, emails, photographs, video, other personal memos. So if the detective has distorted view, and if they have, for example, like a noble cause of a crime, if he or she believe that the suspect clearly seems to commit a crime, but he was not able to find clear evidence, now he may distort some evidence extracted from the cell phone or smartphone. So that is the problem. But that is the problem of individual matter, and that has nothing to do with this new software program. And I think this may be help the victim to document all the process he was suffering. So from that perspective, if police stick to their intention, like provide the service, it may be very helpful for service for the public. But No, I agree with that. Okay. There's a great concern over whether the police have some problems in terms of the personal matters, or if there are some power have unnecessary impact on the police chief.
Right.
It may have some unforeseeable impact, I think.
We're going to have to take a short break. We'll have Professor Park respond. We'll also connect to someone overseas. Stay tuned. You're listening to Primetime.